Good morning, everybody. Good morning. My name's Stephen. I'm the minister of the church here, and on behalf of Paignton Baptist Church, we offer a particular warm welcome to those who are visiting. Some I know have got Welsh names or Welsh accents, and my guess is you might have come from Wales. Anybody any further than Wales? Whereabouts? Gwent near Blackwood. Which part of Wales is that? West? Southwest. Excellent. A long way to come. It's lovely to see you. I know you've been made a big effort to get here today, so it's good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have brought us here this morning. You know each of us, you know where we've come from, what's been going on over the past few years, few days, few months. You know everything about us, and this is a safe place to come into your presence because you love us. Pray, Lord, today that we would meet with you, that we would worship you, that we would go on with you. Amen. A couple of notices. First one is from Andrew about what's happening tonight.
Well, the church is all about fellowship, isn't it? Fellowship with Christ, fellowship with each other. And this evening you have an opportunity to go in for fellowship in a big way, because you're all invited to a party. Do come along to the party tonight. It should be great fun. It won't be if nobody turns up, so it'll be very nice to see you all. The more the merrier. We've got plenty of room upstairs. It will be in the top hall, so go in via the double doors up there, not through these double doors down here. We should be having games, we should be having some food, that is to say, if anybody brings any. You don't have to bring food, but if you do, please bring it along, and you know, this is your opportunity to get rid of all those surplus mince pies, although please note that if you do bring food, then we do need you to take it away again if it's not used, so please do that. A little bit of country dancing type things, the Cassian Circle, Brighton Camp, that sort of thing. And we shall be finishing up with some community singing. And this is your opportunity to sing other things other than the church type things. So we shall be singing all sorts of different songs, popular things, requests, that sort of thing. Finishing up, of course, with no less than Auld Lang Syne. And then after that, we have the Watch Night Service, which is going to be conducted by Andrew, my namesake. Hi there, Andrew. And that'll be starting at 11:30 and going on just into the new year. So do come and celebrate the new year with your colleagues, your brothers and sisters in Christ at our New Year's social and watch night service.
Thank you very much.
It's 7:30 tonight, the starting time. So we look forward to seeing you all there.
Excellent. And the service starts at 11:30. And so that's a great opportunity. Just to say, next week we have the first of our once a month evening services. Peter Bottrell is going to be speaking about biblical meditation, how to chew over and reflect on the Bible. A bit later on, you're going to hear about the Word of Christ dwelling richly amongst you, and that's one way that can happen. So an evening service next Sunday evening, 6:30, and that will be an opportunity to worship and to hear God's word together. Today's theme for our service is looking up and looking ahead. And I was thinking, one of the first opportunities that we hear in the New Testament to look up was when the shepherds looked up and saw a great big angel appear in front of them. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, Christ the Lord." And we're going to worship, we're going to look up to God. This is our last opportunity here in our Sunday morning to sing a carol. It's our first song of our block of worship now. Our first one is a carol. If you're going to have one last carol, then make it a good one and quite a long one. But it's you'll see why I've chosen this particular carol as you see the words. It's the First Noel. During our time of worship, feel free to sit or to stand. We have times of quiet. Somebody might bring a scripture or a prayer or a word that God gives them. This is our time to meet God. So, the First Noel.
Thank you.
skies, there's a celebration. Lift up your heads. Join the angel song. It is an amazing mystery that Jesus is Emmanuel. We've just sung those words. God with us. The Magi bowed down at the manger, or the bed where Jesus was. The shepherds bowed down at the manger. The angels worshipped and gave glory that a baby was born. Because this baby is Emmanuel, God with us. We can sing that word too, Emmanuel.
His name is
Andrew plays, just reflect on what this means, that Jesus is God with us. Jesus is here right in the midst of our lives, whatever may be going on. Some of us may have had rather chaotic times over the last few days, or been on our own. But Jesus is here with us. No matter what we've got up to, or what others have been saying or doing, whatever we've been feeling, he's here with us. I'd like to sing it one more time. We'll sing it once more. It's that confession of faith that it's true. Emmanuel is God with us, revealed in us. There's an amazing thing that God not only came to live on earth, but he actually makes his home in our hearts. And when he makes his home in our hearts, we worship him, we say thank you to him, we love him. And we're going to take up our offering now. And this is one other way we can express our love for God. Visitors, don't feel you need to give. This is for our regular congregation. If you want to give to God's work here, then do feel free. But the important thing is that we're saying thank you to God for his love for us. And we want others to know this love. Through these gifts, your name will be glorified in all the earth. The people will see that you are Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and you are Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Amen. This time of year, it's a lot of programs on the TV, the radio, whatever, are thinking about looking back. Radio 2's 7:33 subject, they choose three different songs, was all on looking back. I think they had Looking Over My Shoulder, and they had Oasis's song that has Look Back in Anger in it. There's various looking back programs. And I wonder how you look back on 2023. I wonder if you look back with joy, blessings of special occasions, a new birth in the family. On Christmas Day, we had Matthew, six-week-old, son of Ronna and Daryl, our brother of Zeb and Noah, and he was here. And so we can look back with joy at things that have happened. Perhaps there's been a particular breakthrough in our lives, or with someone we know. I can think of one person in particular who was so happy about a particular situation in their family. They'd been praying for a long time. So we can look back with joy. We can also look back with relief. Thank God it's over. And I think there's a lot of people for whom they're really pleased to see the end of 2023, because it's been a very difficult year. And thank God it's over. There's no more of it. Perhaps some of us look back with regret. Our minds go over things that we should have said or done, but didn't. Or shouldn't have said or done, and we did. We're aware that we've caused hurt or problems for others or for ourselves. Some of us will have mixed emotions as we look back. There's sadness at those who are no longer here. A year ago, there were a number of members of our congregation here that are no longer here on earth. And the same may be true in your families, your friendships. We remember loved ones no longer with us. Or we may look back with joy at new friendships, new things that have happened, that we're so pleased they did happen. I wonder if there are other changes that have gone on in our lives. Moving house. A number of people have moved house this year. Hi, Christina. And new house, new jobs. For some people, no jobs. Are we thinking life is never going to be the same again because of what took place in 2023? Some of our situations, loved ones have gone into a care home. Or we met one lovely boy last week who is now in independent living at 18 and was supportive but independent living. A huge life change for him and his family. As I mentioned earlier, Matthew was born in 2023. It was a year of new birth for him. Anybody else had new babies born in the family? Yes. Yes, yes. We got some new life in our families. Thank God for that. But also there have been people born again of the Holy Spirit who've become Christians in this last year. And they've received the gift of eternal life that not even death can interrupt. Their lives will never be the same again either. Celebration time. Now, I don't know what you're thinking of doing today by way of celebrating the end of the new year and the start of the next one. Some of you, it would be an early night. Oh, thank goodness I'm at home in my own bed and you're not even going to see the new year celebrations. Our nephew Jamie was really keen that he sees some fireworks. He wants to see fireworks. So, but celebration, what's celebration all about? God believes in celebrating and celebrations. He commanded the Israelites to celebrate three particular festivals every year. The whole nation had to leave their homes all over Israel and all go to the Temple of Jerusalem. Which, when you think about it, is quite amazing. Because who's going to look after the animals and everything? God said, I'll do that. I don't know how he did it. But anyway, he told everybody, go to the central city, go to Jerusalem, to celebrate three times a year festivals. Why? Why was that so important? Well, there were lots of reasons. But one of the things is that until you've celebrated something, You can't move on. Till you celebrate something, you can't move on. And the more I've pondered over that, thought about that, I believe that is true. I'll leave you to reflect upon that. We need to celebrate what has been good about 2023. How God has blessed us. And we also need to celebrate that in the midst of very difficult times, sad times, bad times, God has never left us. God has been there all the time. He is faithful, and he always will be. He has traveled along the road with us. Many of you will have seen, and if you haven't, have a word with me afterwards, and I'll make sure you get one, the wonderful dream that a man was given, called Footprints, where he looked back over his life and saw that in his dream, that throughout his life he could see footprints, but at the really difficult times, the sad times, the times when he really needed God's help, there was only one set of footprints. He got the idea that God was walking alongside him. That's why there were footprints in the sand, two sets. But he said to God, why in those times when I most needed your help, there's only one set of footprints, you left me. And what did God say? No, that was when I was carrying you. Now, I don't know a lot of you, particularly, we're so blessed to have you visiting today. I don't know which days, which months, or maybe it was the whole year that he was carrying you. But he was, whenever you needed it. So we celebrate what God has done for us in the past and how he's been with us. That then enables us to be free to look forward to the good things that God has planned for us in 2024. And the wonderful promise that he will work all things for good for those who love him and according to his purposes. Now, in order to leave behind 2023, we need help. It's very easy to say, well, let's leave 2023 behind. Have a drink, do whatever you do to say, right, 2023 has gone. But actually, it's very difficult to leave sad and troubled times behind. We need help to do it. Jesus asked the Father to give us the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us, to comfort us. And we can ask him to help us leave the past behind. We need to look up in order to leave behind. So we're looking up to God, we're looking up to him to help us. He gives us his Holy Spirit, and he also gives us his word. Joe, could you come up and do our reading? And I'm going to pray before you do the reading, because we often pray for ministers before they preach, but let's pray before we hear this chapter, or part of this chapter read. Father, we thank you that in our hands we have your word. We know there are many people across the world that could not say the same thing. Your word in our language, so we can understand. I pray you bless Joan as she reads your word, that we may hear and receive what you are speaking to us. Amen.
The reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 17, and you will find it in the church Bibles on page 1184. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. Thanks be to God for his word.
Thank you, Joan. It's a wonderful passage of the Bible to take with you into the new year. This part of Paul's letter is all about looking up and leaving behind. Let's look up. Who is on the throne? Jesus. Who is on the throne with him? Us. Well, that blows your mind for a start, doesn't it? That's what it says. If we're in Christ, we are with him. You died when you became a Christian and your old self was put to death. You died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. This is a mystery. Jesus on the throne and we are there with him. This is why we look up. And what's our destiny? Anybody got their Bible still open? Gee, you've got that. What's our destiny? The very beginning. To appear with him in glory. Well, that's a good start. I'm going to carry on. But what a good start. Jesus on the throne. We're with him. And we will appear with him in glory. That's where we start. Whatever else I'm going to say, that's where we start. We look up. This is who we are in Christ. This is where we belong. This is where we're going. This is our future. Paul tells these Christians to leave behind, to put to death, whatever belonged to their earthly nature, their sinful nature, what they were before they were born again by the Spirit of God. Now your children of God have nothing to do with the things of the earthly nature, the sinful nature. So leave behind, put to death, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, lying. Have none of them. You might tick those, think, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right. Not sure about that one. I'm all right. You might go through that list. But also, don't allow divisions within the church on racial, religious, social grounds. Wealthy, poor, highly educated, no education. Read loads, can't read at all. coming from Jewish background or Gentile background, whatever background we come from, don't allow divisions within the church. In chapter 1, Paul told them that they'd been rescued from the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of the Son God loves. They need to leave darkness behind. In chapter 2, Paul tells them to leave behind hollow and deceptive philosophies which depend on human traditions, religious rules based on merely human commands and teachings, self-imposed worship with false humility and harsh treatment of the body. Have nothing to do with the ways of the world, whether it looks religious or not, whether it looks clever or not. Don't have anything to do with it. What are they to do instead? Look up. To focus on Jesus and who they are in him. So, that was them, church in Colossae 2,000 years ago. What about us? What do we have to leave behind today? What do we leave behind? Perhaps we need to leave behind the good things that have happened, so we're not always looking back to them, but we can look ahead. Perhaps we need to leave the bad things behind. There are certain situations, certain relationships, certain people we had to leave with God and leave behind. But also, are there things like the Colossians that belong to our earthly sinful nature that still have control over us? The anger, the immorality, impurity, whatever it might be. Are there things that still have control over us? Do you have practices, attitudes, religious rules that you think are wise and pleasing to God, but actually are merely human commands and traditions and just make us proud of ourselves? Are we still in the dominion of darkness rather than walking in the light? We need to leave all these things, darkness, all behind. And the way we do it is to worship, to look to Jesus, because we don't have the strength ourselves to leave things behind. So the leaving behind, we need to look up. But also at this time of year, of course, we're looking ahead. And again, we need to do it by looking up. Are you aware of new challenges that are coming in 2024? Or are you aware of the continuation of struggles that you've already been having, whether it's with health, money, work, relationships, a temptation, or even an addiction? Are you fearful of the uncertainty of what lies ahead? Instead of embracing the mystery and the adventure of what's ahead, it feels much more like danger, and it feels much more like dis-ease when you look ahead. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, because it's not sufficient for the challenges that lie ahead. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 have been very often quoted by me or to me over the last year. I recommend you have a look at it. There's a wonderful poem called The Gate of the Year. I'm just going to read it in a moment. But some of you may not know the background to why King George VI read it in one of his broadcasts. I'm going to read from this book here, which is The Servant Queen. Some of you may have got this. It's December 1939. Britain has been at war with Germany for 3 months, and no one is under any illusion that what lies ahead will be anything but brutal, heart-wrenching, and tragic. On Christmas Day, King George VI, Elizabeth's father, is to speak to nation and Commonwealth. This broadcast will turn out to be even more significant than the address he gave on the outbreak of war that featured in the film The King's Speech. What do you say to a nation that still bears the scars of the First World War, in which over 9 million soldiers and civilians died? What do you say when you know that what lies ahead is the loss of sons and husbands and brothers? Devastation, privation, terrible suffering. You cannot promise that their loved ones will be protected or that they themselves will be spared. At that time, Elizabeth was 13 years old, and the family was still living in Buckingham Palace. She handed her father a poem by Minnie Louise Haskins that she thought might be helpful. She was right. It is indicative of the Queen's self-effacing modesty that she does not mention that fact in her foreword to this book. This is the poem that she thought might be helpful. It's entitled, God Knows. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. The choice is ours. It's always our choice. Do we go into 2024 head down or head up? Head down, busy, worried, relying upon ourselves, or trusting Jesus? Looking ahead on our own can be daunting, frightening, depressing. Our eyes, may see a decline of body and mind. Less mobility, more funerals, fewer friends. But what does God see? He has prepared in advance good works for us to walk in next year. Do you have something to look forward to hope for? We all need to have hope for the future. We all need to look to Jesus and see the world and our future through his eyes and embrace the adventure of life with him. Leslie and I learnt a little ditty a long time ago that you may have heard us sing every now and then or say every now and then. Expect a miracle every day. Expect a miracle when you pray. If you expect it, God will find a way to perform a miracle for you each day. Leslie and I could not have known last New Year's Eve what would happen in 2023. That there would be a cough, a chest x-ray, a large lump removed, terminal cancer diagnosed, but healing completed even before the cancer was revealed. A miraculous answer to prayer. We don't know what lies ahead of us this year. None of us do, but we do know that Jesus will be there with us, and he has good plans for us. Plans to give us a hope and a future. Last March, I was at the Minister's Conference in Lee Abbey, and Jesus set me free about worrying about the outcome. I was thinking particularly of church stuff. If I do this, if I do that, I'm worried about the outcome. I put a card on your seats, and I'm worried about the outcome. It's nothing to be afraid of. It really isn't. But I easily get worried and fretful about the outcome of my decisions or suggestions. And Jesus set me free from worrying about the outcome. Just do it. Just do it. Give it a go. And fortunately, the church family are very blessing, and they do bear with me. But also to embrace the adventure. To embrace the adventure. Now, at the time, Leslie and I didn't know what the outcome and the adventure were going to be. But that's what faith is. Being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. Sure of what we hope for, that God will work all things for good. Certain of what we do not see, that God is Emmanuel and he's with us. So, living an abundant life together in 2024. We've looked earlier at the things of our earthly sinful nature that we had to leave behind. But at the end of the passage, we heard Paul tell us what we have to do instead. And that reads much better. As a church community, the body of Christ, there's a new way of living that we're called to. Having looked up to Jesus on his throne and knowing that we're God's chosen people, holy, set apart for him, and that we are dearly loved, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Anybody put clothes on this morning? Yes. For those who are listening to the recording, I can confirm that everybody has put clothes on today. Rachel said that it was raining a bit, so she had to choose what to put on Evelyn as she came out. She had to choose the appropriate clothing to walk up the road and then come into church. God has chosen for us appropriate clothing as his chosen people. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We are to bear with one another, forgive one another, and over and above all, love one another. Peace is to rule in our hearts, and we're called to be a thankful people. Through the word of God dwelling in us richly, we're called to teach and admonish one another. Leslie's quite good at teaching and admonishing one another. I'm not very good at listening. But we do need to teach and admonish one another. We do need to correct each other, help each other, become more like Jesus. And we also need to sing to God with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, with gratitude in our hearts. And whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, in accordance with his character and purpose, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, this is a beautiful picture of what abundant, Christ-like life is. This is attractive. When you meet a group of people who love one another, are kind to one another, are humble and honour one another above themselves, who outdo one another in blessing each other, it's good. That's the way we were meant to be. This is what God wants for Paignton Baptist Church. It's what he wants for every church. And it's what he wants for the whole church. And the challenge I have for you this morning is, do you want to be a part of this beautiful picture in 2024? Will you look up to Jesus? Know that you're called to be holy as God is holy. Set apart to please him by being like him. Will you look up to Jesus and know that you're dearly loved and you're called to love others? Will you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, leave behind the ways of the world, your sinful nature? Will you worship him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit? Will you feed on his word so it dwells within you richly and enables you to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and love? Will you seek to do everything in the name of Jesus and for his glory? Will you trust him to take good care of you and give thanks in advance for his blessings. Lots of questions. Let's just have a moment to think, to reflect on the question that Jesus is asking you. Jesus, we do look to you. Our heart's desire is to please you. Help us to put on your clothes. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might become more and more like Jesus every day. Feed us, guide us, strengthen us. Give us hope. Help us to trust you for the year ahead. And we say once again with thanks, thank you that you are here with us and you promise never to leave or forsake us. Amen.
Amen.
I'd ask you to remain seated for a song we're going to do next, which is Jesus, All for Jesus. I'll bring some pens out to the man. Sometimes there's necessary to do something, and today's the day of any days perhaps to do something. I've got some cards, I've got some pens, and I'd invite you to write on your cards any number of things, but just some suggestions. There might be people or situations, events, sins even, that you just want to leave behind. And I'd encourage you to write them on these cards. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come up to the cross, going to move these things out of the way, and you can bring them up. I'm going to put a box there, and you can put them in there, or you can ask someone else to take them, fold them up, just put them. They'll be taken home and destroyed. No one's going to look at them. You might want to put there things that you want to leave behind. Or you might want to put there people, situations, things going on that you need God's help with. And so again, for 2024, you might think, Jesus, I need you with me. Or you just might want to put a prayer, or just an initial of someone's name, someone you're concerned for, whatever it might be. There's an opportunity to invite Jesus into a situation or ask him to take a situation away. Andrew's going to play some music, and then when we've completed that, we'll sing the song we've just sung once more to seal what we've done. Do come up and take pens.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross, where you bore our sins, you showed your great love and compassion for us. Thank you for your presence here with us now. We give you everything, what we've written and all that goes along with it in our hearts and minds. Jesus, we trust you. And we give our all to you as you gave your all for us. If you want to stand or sit for this song, we'll do this. Jesus, Jesus, all for Jesus, once more. Before we come to our closing song, this is a good opportunity to pray for others. Whenever we gather, we pray for others. And particularly, I was mindful today that there must be so many across the world who do not have hope. What they're looking forward to in 2024 is poverty or sickness or death. That's all they can see in front of them. And the promises, the words we've been hearing, apply to them just as much as they do to us. And so let's pray for God's hope to come for those that he puts on our heart as we pray. All of us are praying. Some will pray out loud, which is great, because then we can say amen and you'll be praying the prayers that are all in our hearts. But let's all pray to God that he will give hope.
Father, our children look forward to so much, But these children have nothing to look forward to. Maybe they've got no home, they've got no food, and some have lost their parents. But Jesus, I pray, you'll keep a flame of light in our hearts, that hope will return.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for all those that are struggling financially at this time. Some who even might not know where their next meal is coming from. Father, we do listen to you, Lord, and pray in Jesus' name that they will receive a new hope in the new year for a better future. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I would pray for Sue Wellington, who's still away and will no doubt be back to her in this week. She would love to have been here, I know, this morning. I pray for her because she is still missing Hillary. And I pray, Lord, that this year you will grant her your joy and grant her safety as she travels home with John, and a blessing with the families as they've all been together. And as her 80th birthday looms for her, I pray that this week, this coming week, will be a joy for her. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Father, I want to pray for those people who, from a position of fear or grief, have made big decisions recently that maybe as they process the impact of them, they come to realise that it wasn't necessarily
Oh, we thank you that you give hope and faith and love to all who turn to you. For all those that you've heard in our hearts as we've had this short time of prayer. But we thank you that you're already at work in their lives. And may we continue to pray, to look up and to give people to your hands, to trust you. And to speak the word that you give us of your hope, faith, and love. Amen.
Amen.
I almost forgot, I have a gift. Could the stewards come forward, please, just a moment, the ones who did the collected offering. Could you come up? I've got something for you to give out, if you would. Thank you, Paul. Could you make sure everybody has got one of these? I'll take some of the front. There you go. This hasn't come to the end of giving yet, as you can see. So these are just a gift for you. Take it. today. You've got one, thank you. Go to the back as well, so we've got these. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. God's gift of hope and peace, faith, grace, love. I'm sure you have plenty of bookmarks, but perhaps this one might find its way into your Bibles. We come to our last song, a song of hope. Once more, looking up. encourage you to stay and have coffee and tea with us so we can get to know you. And now, in the words we heard earlier, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.